KTLO-FM 97.9 in Mountain Home, the voice of the Twin Lakes area.
Pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? The story is true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, it just won't stall.
35 degrees here at the KTLO studio. Good morning, everyone. It is 8:05. We welcome you to another edition of Jack the Car Guy. I'm Matt Sharp joining you from the studio, and Jack is once again coming to us from his never-done garage. Good morning, Jack.
Good brisk car guy morning.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I went out this morning before daylight. I had a little bit of slick stuff on my desk. It was 29 degrees. That's chilly. Of course, we've been waiting for it. We knew it was coming. Everybody said we'd like to have a real winter, maybe a snowflake or two. Well, I think it's coming. Oh, boy. You better be careful what you ask for, you know what I mean? Well, it's good to be here in the old Never Done Garage this particular morning. If it sounds hollow, it's because I'm here all by myself. Karsten, our resident German, is on the road with his big rig. He's heading off to North Platte, Nebraska, which is a new route for him. So that'll be interesting. He'll get to see some new roads. And John is at Turkey Trot. You know, he's got a long-held position he has to take care of, a prestigious position down there. He is a pooper scooper for the parade.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Now, wait a minute before you poo-paw it. That's a sought-after position. It takes a lot of rotary seniority to get to be the pooper scooper. They wear special outfits, and they trail along behind the parade route and clean up after the horses. So, I don't know, it may not sound like much, but some things are just important. Has to be done, and John's down there doing it. Rick is running just a little bit late. He's in the Volkswagen this morning, but I am glad to say that Ike the Wonder Dog will be back in the Never Done Garage here shortly. Ike has been on the injured reserve list. He had some surgery and kind of been on lockdown, but this will be his first venture out, and I'm looking forward to having old Ike here, and Rick too, you know. You have to take Rick because Ike doesn't know how to drive yet. I believe he could do it, but just not yet. Well, Miss Pam and I are going to be off on another great event. Of course, we were on an adventure. We were at Little Rock yesterday. Had to go down and take care of some uncomfortable business.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we had to deal with it, and we got it done. It was in all the newspapers and the news and everything, but it had to be done. We have to uphold the integrity of the house. And so anyway, I got that taken care of. But Thursday night, we had the opportunity to go to the College of the Ozarks, which is one of my favorite educational institutions on the face of the earth. I love everything they do up there. It's up there at Hollister. Or Branson, Hollister, I guess. And we went up there for a convocation ceremony and got to meet a bunch of really nice people. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was up there as the guest speaker. So it was interesting to hear what she had to say. And it's always a good time up there. And then Tuesday. Yeah, I wanted to tell you all about this. I don't know if you've heard about it, Matt, the Big Boy steam engine. It is the largest steam engine. Well, it's one of the largest steam engines ever built, ever. But it is the largest steam engine still functioning. And Union Pacific, in celebration of their anniversary, is running that thing down the tracks. And it's going to be in Little Rock Tuesday Is Tuesday the 15th?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to be in Little Rock, Tuesday the 15th. And if anybody is interested in history, railroading, or steam, you need to make a trip down there and see that thing. It's going to pull in there, and it's going to be available to the public. I think it's going to stop and spend the night on Tuesday the 15th. It'll actually be sitting there to look at, and it's a massive. I've not seen this particular engine. I've seen big steam engines before, but I'm going to be there. I'm going to go down for a number of reasons. I have a history with railroads in the Southern Pacific and through my father, and then I work for them, and I love steam, and I love big mechanical things, and this may be the last time you'll ever have an opportunity to see this happen again. And they're going to, after it leaves there, it's going to steam up, and it's going to head back up, and I think it's going to go back up through Clinton. So you can see it on the road, or actually going down the rails. It's going to go up through Clinton, angle off through there, and then head back up north, where they're going to park it at a museum, I believe. So that'll be Tuesday the 15th, if anybody can get down there or make arrangements. And if you look online, you can get all the particulars, the times and statistics, and I don't have all that to tell you accurately, but I know it's going to be there, and I know it'll be worth seeing. Yes, indeed. And then, Wednesday morning, real early, Miss Pam and I are off on another one of our great adventures. Miss Pam was worried about Little Blue. It's got 157,000 miles on it. We put a lot of miles on a car, and she loves that thing. And she, remember, I reported that Fiat is going, or has stopped production on them. They're not making them anymore. They're selling what they have now as 2020s. So she had me scour the airways and the highways and byways, and we have found another Blue. Exactly the same car, limited edition, same leather interior, exactly the same, except it's new. And there were only four left in the whole world. And that's the truth. And one of them is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at a dealer, the largest Fiat dealer in the country. So guess who's flying down there and going to buy that and drive it back? It will be called Blue 2. So now we're going to have two of those rascals in our garage, and one of them will be a backup for the day the first one dies.
You think she's also using this as a reassurance that you don't attend next week's Branson auction and try to buy something there?
Now, Matt, see, you are... I hadn't thought of that. I'll bet you're right. Ooh, I'm going to have to ask her about that. So anyway, there'll be a Blue 2 parked down here in the Never Done, waiting to be put into service someday.
All right.
Let's go ahead and get the weather. What do you say? Is it going to be chilly? Or?
Yeah, it is. Before we do that, Jack, I did want to real quickly mention, because since you were talking about adventures, we got an email from our good friend Steve.
I'm going to talk about that.
Oh, you are? Okay,
yep.
Gotcha.
Thank you, though, for bringing that up, because that's a good teaser. He's in Germany on the Autobahn, and we are going to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, let's take a look at that forecast. Today will be sunny. There may be still a little bit of patchy frost this morning. Highs near 61 degrees. Tonight clear, lows near 37, so not quite as cold as we got to this morning, but still considerably chilly. But it is going to warm up as we move to the next work week. Sunny on Sunday, highs near 69 degrees. Sunday night clear with lows near 45, and sunny on Monday, highs near 72 degrees. And highs will remain in the lower 70s Tuesday. There will be another small chance of precipitation beginning Monday evening and continuing through late Tuesday night. Now, that will bring another a little bit of a cool front as highs will get back down into the lower 60s Wednesday before they climb back up towards the end of the week. Currently, the Taylor Hearing Center color weather radar is showing no precipitation in the Twin Lakes area. At last check, Norfolk Dam was running one unit with lake levels at 557.37. Bull Shoals was running six at 663.10. Our high yesterday was 53. Our low this morning was 31. And right now, I believe we are still at 35 degrees right now. 33 degrees. Okay. 36? So okay. 36 degrees. Oh, gotcha.
Heat wave.
Yeah, right. Well, before we break, I'm going to see. We may have a caller on the line.
All right.
So Joe is helping us out with that right now. And let's see what we got here. That is okay, so that is for us. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, the number to call is 425-5522 or toll-free 888-884-0364. You can also send in your questions and your comments by email the way Steve did at carguy@ktlo.com. Let's go to line three. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yeah, man. He's pitching for the Nationals and the Cardinals today.
Okay. It will be Adam Wainwright getting the start for St. Louis. Washington's going to go with Max Scherzer.
Okay. And how did the Bombers fare last night?
They got beat. They had a 7-0 lead at halftime, but couldn't hold on to it. Jacksonville won the game 22-7.
Sure.
Yep.
How did Harrison fare?
Harrison, they won narrowly. They beat Valonia last night, 17-15.
Okay, and Jack, do we got any NASCAR racing this week?
Yes, we do. They are at Talladega, the high-speed tear-em-up track, and
I bet Xfinity racing is there too.
Well, Alan, Xfinity cars are off this week. The truck and the cup are at Talladega.
So the truck and the cup are at Talladega.
That's correct.
Who do you think will win the truck series?
I think, well, you know, I'm going to kind of go out on a limb here. I'm going to pick Matt Crafton.
Okay, and how about tomorrow in the Cup Series?
That is who survived.
Yeah.
I think, you know who I think, because I want him to win? I think Clint Bowyer's going to win. He practiced very well, and he deserves a win, and that would put him in the playoffs, and that would just tickle me to death. So
when do the Xfinity boys go back to racing?
They will be back at Kansas City next weekend.
So all three will race next week.
Oh, and next week the trucks are going to be off. It's kind of hard to keep up with, isn't it?
Yeah, it is kind of tough to keep up with it all.
Yeah, and here's the bad thing, Alan. After this weekend, there are only five more races before the season's over. Oh, no. See, we go in the dark days.
Well, the reason the season ends at Homestead is so that way they can have time with their families.
Yep, they take a short time off and end up the season at Homestead because they figure they're going to have, well, for one thing, NASCAR owns that track, and the other thing, they usually have good weather good weather down there.
Yeah, and the reason they need time with their families is their families hardly see them anymore.
That's true. That's true.
Unless they're seeing them on TV.
Yeah.
Like on Fox or on NBC.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
I'll see you.
See you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. It is 19 past 8. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
Brook Family Education Center on Aging is dedicated to helping you live a longer and healthier life. They provide educational programs, resources, and healthcare services to older adults and their families and help them address aging issues, including home safety, caregiving, geriatric medicine, and more. Regular programs cover a variety of health topics, such as Alzheimer's disease, arthritis, and dementia. For more information, contact the Maruk Family Education Center on Aging at 508-3880.
Hog Heaven Leather is having a blowout liquidation sale for PGW, run by Walker Auction Service. You'll find once-in-a-lifetime deals on guns and bows. Get a great deal on a lawn tractor with plow. So many great items to choose from. Deer stands, leather, jackets, household items, fishing rods, reels, tackle, camping supplies, parts, even a tea bucket, motorcycles, and much more. Once-in-a-lifetime deals. Hog Heaven Leather's public estate auction, Saturday, October 12th at 11 a.m., Highway 178 in Lakeview.
Join KTLO Classic Hits and the Boot at Reeves Propane Grand Opening Saturday from 10 to 12. Meet the team, check out the beautiful fireplaces and logs. They'll be serving free hamburgers, hot dogs, cold drinks, and chips. There's a grand opening special, $5 to fill your 20-pound cylinders. We'll have the treasure chest with cash to win. Join us Saturday as we broadcast live from 10 to 12 at Reeves Propane, Highway 62 West in Gasville on KTLO, Classic Hits, and The Boot.
Most leaders tell me confronting employees about poor work performance is their biggest challenge. What does it cost you and your organization to continue avoiding these crucial conversations? I'm Kim Worla with Inspire Me, and I'm partnering with the Mountain Home Chamber of Commerce, and we want to personally invite you to kick the fear out of feedback. Please join us Tuesday, October 29th at the Shed in Mountain Home from 8:30 till noon. The investment's only $89 with special pricing of $79 for chamber members. Register now at inspiremecoach.com.
Copiers, laser printers, IT services, mailing equipment. Corporate Business Systems is your single source office technology company, providing an umbrella of services today that make your tomorrow better. Corporate Business Systems, 870-577-1753. CorporateBusinessSystems.com.
Everything local matters at KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot. Join host Heather Loftus as she talks with the staff at Estate and Elder Law Planning Center this Saturday on Local Matters at 11 o'clock a.m. on KTLO FM 97.9, because everything local matters.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. No particular place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge, a safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Boy, that ought to wake you up. Nothing like a little Chuck Berry to get you moving. Well, Matt was telling about one of our listeners, Steve Rogers, who's very faithful to keep us posted on his travels and news updates and stuff. And oh, welcome. Ricky Steiner just came in, and Ike the car dog. Ike, it's good to have you back, buddy.
Had to take it extra slow. The police are out everywhere for that turkey trot.
Well, glad you're here. Glad you're here.
Back three turkeys past me.
Did you hear what he said? Three turkeys flew
yeah,
past.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, boy. Well, Ike's looking good. His hips all shaved and everything. A lot of my listeners can probably sympathize with Ike and his hip problem. But he's good as, almost good as new. He's feeling kind of self-conscious because the hair's all off his leg. But you look okay, Ike. Welcome. Oh, he even has a little food bowl. He's doing good. Anyway, listener Steve, he sent us a story about his recent trip to Germany, and he was on a tour bus on the Autobahn. And I don't know if they have a special lane for them or not. I wish Karsten was here. But anyway, Steve was saying they were in this tour bus, and he said they actually limit the tour buses to 62 miles an hour or 100 kilometers. It sounded real fast when he told me 100 kilometers, but I figured it out, and it's 62 miles an hour. That's the highest they'll let the buses drive. And he said the closing speed of those people on the Autobahn coming up behind them and past them, well, maybe it wasn't a special one. Well, anyhow, he said it is scary phenomenal. And he said one time he was watching, and he saw this Lamborghini. He could see it coming, and he said it was closing, and it got screamed up on him, and there was a Volkswagen, and he wanted Rick to know this. There was a Volkswagen on the Autobahn really going at high speed. Now, obviously, it wasn't Rick in his bus, but he said there was a Volkswagen that was moving fast, too, but the Lamborghini got behind him and was flashing his lights, and the Volkswagen guy didn't pull over, and I guess it was not a pleasant situation. But then he also commented, he said that those weren't the fastest thing. They said the high-speed train, the high-speed rail train, was faster than both of them and was passing everybody. So I guess they have some high-speed transportation there. But anyway, that was good, Steve, and I appreciate his reports and keeping us updated. Sounds like he's having a great trip. Rick, put the headphones on so you can talk. Get over here. He's got a chance to take over. See, we have a seniority system here. John has his chair. Rick has his. Carson has his. John gets the headphones. He won't let anybody else wear them. But when he's not here, then Rick gets to wear the headphones. Rick, say hi.
I feel real important.
Yeah, you're looking good. Can you hear him all right, or do we need to adjust that?
Maybe turn it up a little bit.
Put it closer to your mouth. I'll just talk a little louder. How's that?
All right.
Is that good?
Yep.
All right. You know, on the electric car scene, Rick? Yep. John Dyson.
Dyson.
James Dyson. You know, the guy that invented that bagless vacuum cleaner that they had that all the ladies love, that Dyson vac?
That thing really sucks.
That thing does suck. Well, he, several months ago, had said that he is going to get into the electric car market. Because, you know, he's a designer and engineer. He is a thinker.
But you know what? His car would cost about $4 million because he makes a fan that costs $600.
He does. Everything he has made up to this point, though, is supreme quality and works as advertised. You get what you pay for, okay? Well, on further investigation, it appears, he just had a news release last week, and he said he is not going to build an electric car. He said he sees no way it can be profitable, and he can make money, and if he can't make money on a product and guarantee its, what was the word he used, quality and viability, he's not going to do it. So he's not going to be in the electric car building race. He's going to stick to vacuum cleaners and high-dollar fans.
Good plan.
Good plan. Good plan. Oh, kind of sad news, I guess. Well, it is sad. That typhoon that's hitting Japan today, huge typhoon. I guess, and it's the least of it in the big scheme of things, is that it's causing the F1 race, the Formula One race there, the Grand Prix race, to either be postponed or delayed. And they said the best they can hope for at this point is maybe they can clean up the mess, because the typhoon's fast moving, and have both qualifying and the race tomorrow. But that that remains to be seen. So you just have to stay tuned on the, if you're a Formula One fanatic. And I know Brother Dan in Australia is, and I'm sure he's got more accurate detail than I do. But that's the latest I heard, is that the typhoon has canceled the race and maybe, or postponed the race and maybe even is going to cause it to be canceled. Did you hear from Dan this week?
I have not heard from him this week, but it kind of shocks me, because didn't they put rain windshield wipers on those cars so they could run in the rain?
No, not those cars. But they do run in the rain. But I think what it is, I think it was because they were afraid for the fans coming and going and being in the stands. That's why I think it was in for a safety thing, I believe. Is Dan in Australia, or is he in America?
Oh, yes, he is. He is there for a while. He's got that new grandbaby, and so he is all about that.
Speaking of Australia, and you and I saw this thing at the same time, Rick sent me a thing that we should talk about it, fake spark plugs. And that information came out of Australia. Did you see that?
I didn't catch that.
That's the Australians caught it first, and then our people here have now got onto it. There is a terrible, I guess it's like...
counterfeiting.
Yes, counterfeiting of spark plugs, especially name brands like NGK, NKG.
No, NGK.
NGK, the ones that make the high-dollar plugs. They're counterfeiting. And you don't, how do you know? I mean, how do you know if it comes in the box and it looks like it? And that's, people are buying this stuff online. You know, a good plug is going to cost you probably 10, 12, some of them even more than that, dollars now. And if you buy one for $1 or $2 online, it's probably not a real one. That's all I can tell you. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. And this article that Rick and I read, it said that 60%, they have found, and there's probably more than that, but 60% of all the premium plugs that are bought online are knockoffs. So, aside from the fact that it could damage your car, anymore the work to change spark plugs, it would aggravate you if you bought a set, put them all in, and then the motor just wouldn't fire properly or run. Or it'd aggravate me. If I've knocked all the skin off my knuckles and bloodied up the car and everything else, and then it's no good. So
yeah, massaged in hot exhaust manifold.
Yes, yes. So, you know, buy from a reputable dealer. Buy from someone you know and trust, somebody you've used before, if it's something that's not easy to get to. That's all I got to say. I know Karsten, oh, Lord, you talk about a guy that gets hot when he gets inferior products, because He always tries to buy original equipment and name brand, and he's been burnt a few times by counterfeits, and he'll put them on and they don't work proper. Oh, he says words that's not in the Bible.
Oh, that's just German.
Oh, that, yeah.
Well, no, I did hear him speak some French one time.
But anyway, I know what he's saying. So buy from a reputable vendor, and if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. Now, that doesn't count for Abby Dabby or whatever we buy our...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's all good. That's all quality stuff.
I bought some Mont Blanc ballpoint pens off of Abby Dabby. They're only $4 a piece.
You know what, though? We've got this place, or we, me through Rick, has found this place that we buy things, trinkets and stuff, but you know what you're going to get, and it's just fun to get them, and sometimes it's really good stuff. I mean, it's good for us.
We bought a helicopter, battery-powered helicopter, for $3.
We had $400 worth of fun out of it.
Oh, yeah. Until it took off this damn space.
Yeah, yeah. The NHRA, the drag racers, are at Charlotte Speedway. They qualified last night. or did some qualifying and getting some good fast speeds. So they're there. And I talked a little bit about NASCAR being at Talladega. Everybody wants to watch that because they always have lots of wrecks. And Matt Crafton, you know, the guy I picked to win the truck race? Guess what? They are got him in a substitute role for the Wood Brothers driver, Menard. He's having a lot of trouble with his back and neck, and I guess that's not a place to have trouble. And he's been practicing the car in case he has to come in as a substitute driver, because he'll already be there running the truck. And he practiced that car fourth fastest of all. Got in the car cold and went fourth fastest. So that would be something if he could run up at the front in the cup race. Well, Matt, let's get in our next break. What do you say?
All right, we'll do that. Be back with more in just a moment. It is 25 before 9. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO. In our fishing tournament update, Wade Giltner and Cody Curtis won the most recent edition of the Norfolk and Bull Shoals Winter No A-Rig Bass Tournament Series at Henderson Park on Lake Norfolk. The duo caught a total weight of just under 15 and a quarter pounds. The next event is scheduled for Saturday, October 19th at Bull Shoals Lake Boat Dock. Entry fee for each installment is $90. The Year-Round Cove Bass Club will have its next installment Saturday, November 16th at the Oakland Ramp on Bull Shoals Lake. For more information, go online to covebassclub.net. The official dates have yet to be set for the Winter Bassathon. Officials from America's oldest tournament series are awaiting final approval from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. We'll let you know as soon as possible when that happens. For further details, visit the website winterbassathon.com. Our fishing tournament update is brought to you by Quarry Marina, Binks Legendary Guide Service and Binks Spoons, Baxter Insurance, and Orchland Farm and Home.